Parshas Bo, Avishai David. In this shiur, I hope to share three different insights on the Parsha from three Gedolei Yisrael. Zecher Tzadikim Livracha. The first relates to the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, mitzvah Rishona Sheinistavu Bo Yisrael. And my Rabbeim used to quote the Sforno, that what was nischadesh over here is the value of time, the most precious of all commodities. We have the freedom to do with time whatever we desired. Till that point in time, we were avodim, essentially enslaved. We were under the thumb of the Egyptian taskmasters, Avodas Perach, and now we became Bailim over our own time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. Rishon Hu Lachem Lachod She'ashana. So I heard from Agoin, Ravam, Hakoin Pam Zatzal, that there's a double-edged sword that comes with this responsibility. Just as Sanhedrin was commanded to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, every one of us is obligated to be Mekadesh, to sanctify every moment of our day. And we have to focus on how to achieve the maximum return on this incredibly precious commodity, and of course invest it properly in Limud HaTorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, and Chesed. We're in control. Ad kidei kach, this became the first mitzvah that Hashem gave the Jewish people. Rav Pam Zatzal often quoted the Chafetz Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Zeit is Geld. Time is money. And we're not always able to use our time productively. Often, we're surrounded by others who feel there's value in wasting time, squandering time, fritting away time, killing time, as the proverbial expression goes. It's well known in the name of many Gedolei Yisrael that how long does it take to become a Gadol HaTorah? And so many, the Chasam Sofer and others indicated, 5 minutes. So, of course, the response was, how's that possible? In 5 minutes to become a Gadol HaYisrael? The answer is, whenever there's a 5 minute delay, waiting in line, waiting for a chasana. So I remember many times seeing Hagoyin, the Gadol HaDor, Avisha Feinstein Zatzal, at chasanas, sitting by the chasan's tish, waiting for the action to begin. And it's uncanny. Rav Moshe always carried with him either a Mishnayis or a Tanakh, a small Mishnayis, and he was busy chazering Prokim of Mishnayis during the time that he was waiting. Or he was busy chazering Prokim of Tanakh during the time he was waiting. Never a moment to be wasted. So Zeit is Geld. The Chafetz Chaim is correct. One of the great Gedolim of Yerushalayim made a Siyum HaShas, and a short while later made another Siyum HaShas. They asked him, what happened? You finished Shas again in such a short period of time? And he answered, no. The second Siyum HaShas was essentially over a course of a number of years, waiting for chasanas to take place, waiting for simchas to take place, waiting here and there. Use that time to start another Seder in Shas. And therefore, in 5 minutes, or the accumulation of their 5 minutes, called Pruto, Pruto, Mistarevis, the Cheshman Godol, one can become a Godol Batera. Of course, one might argue, said Rav Pam Zatzal, how do we expect people like ourselves, simple people, we're never going to be Gedolei Yisrael of the stature of the Chasam Sofer and others? That's a mistake. This was presented to the entire Klal Yisrael. HaChedesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. The value of time. And Rapam once told the following story. A friend of his had been hospitalized because Rapam was a Kohen. He was unable to visit his friend in the hospital because of the possibility, Rachmana Litzlan, of tumah. Instead, Rapam wrote him a short note and wished him a refuah shleima. Unfortunately, the man did not recover, and the man was nifter. He passed away. At the levaya, one of the maspidim, one of the speakers, mentioned that the nifter had received a handwritten note from the well-known Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, which he showed off to all of his visitors, all those who came to be mevakeh chayla. When Rapam heard about this, instead of the simcha that one would have expected that his letter had provided, he began to cry. And Rapam explained, how long did it take me to write this short message of Refuah Shleima? Maybe 5 minutes. And yet, look at the impact it made in someone's life. And that made Rapam realize he would now have to provide an accounting for every other 5 minute period in his life. Did I use it productively? Did I not use it productively? That's certainly a message that applies to each of us. It's well known, it's said over Agoyin Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, who Kol HaTorah Kula is in his pocket. On an annual basis, he learns Kol HaTorah Kula. And he's obviously the recipient of many communications. People ask him Shailas, Kol HaYom Kol HaLaila. And usually his responses are very short. There are a number of svarim with his questions and answers. Answers being Kain, Lo, Gitochen. And there's a story that's told about a friend of his. One person had a chaver who got the shortest reply ever sent by Rav Chaim. He sent off the question, and every day, of course, he waited to see if the response came. When it finally arrived, he opened up the envelope and discovered it was completely blank inside. Now, he knew that Rav Chaim Kanievsky's time was precious, but in this case, it looked like he wasted a stamp and an envelope. And then when he looked further into the matter, he realized the scintillating brilliance of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He had recently become a chassan, and he had an unusual Yiddish name. So basically he wrote to Rav Chaim asking, how should my name should be spelled in the ksuba? So he realized when Rav Chaim answered the question, he did so by addressing the envelope to him. And therefore there was no need to waste the time required to write his name a second time inside the envelope. So Rav Chaim taught him an unbelievable lesson about the value of time. That's lesson number one from Agoyin Ravom Yaakov Akoyin Pam Zecher Tzadik Bezrocha. The second lesson, also very important educational lesson, I heard from my Rebbe Agoyin Ratzidol Keratapsky Zecher Tzadik Bezrocha. The Torah tells us in Pashas Bo, when the Torah speaks about the obligation of Sibui Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this obligation is a chiyuv min haTorah, applying to every Jew, and Rav Kanatovsky pointed out there are three terms that the Torah uses when it describes this mitzvah. At the very beginning of Parshas Bo, the Torah talks about the makos that Hashem Yisbarach went ahead and visited upon the Mitzrayim, and the pasuk says, "Uleman tisaper biyozne bincha uben bincha, eis asher esalalti b'Mitzrayim." The verb that's used by the Torah is lisaper. Later on, in the Kriyas HaTorah, we find the expression a different verb, "V'higadot lebincha b'yom ha'uzein mor." The language of Haggadah, not the language of Sipur. Ba'avur ze osa Hashem li. And here again it means, as the term Sipur, to tell over, to relate. And finally, at the end of the Parshas Bo, the Lashon of Amira is used. b'beis avodim. So Rav Kanitapsky Zatzal beautifully explained that there are three different stages, three different approaches in the education of our children. Of course, the ruling principle is chanoich l'nar al pi darko. Chinuch has to be adapted and adjusted to the particular individual that we're trying to be mechanich. Each one needs a tailor-made kind of chinuch. So the three terms, in effect, have three different mahalchim behind them. Lisape means telling a beautiful and thrilling story. Sipur. Lahagid is a bit more of an intensive study where perhaps the superficial dramatic effect is not as clear, but there are more basic principles being enunciated. And finally, Amira is a tzibui, is a command, is an imperative. So the primary approach to the chinuch of our children, the first step in winning the eternal loyalty of our children to Hashem Yisbarach and to the Torah Hashem, is attuning the child to react favorably, to love Divrei Torah, to love the mitzvahs of the Torah. And even though at that point in time, he doesn't really have a full understanding, a full comprehension of that which is being taught, but we want the impressionable mind and heart of the child to be impacted. And obviously that's going to come primarily from the home, but also through the chinuch that the child will receive in yeshivas and the like. And chinuch of the home, of course, has to be a chinuch of Torah, has to be a chinuch where the entire ambience is an ambience of Torah, of Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach. L'man tisaper ba'ozne bincha ben bincha. And often this is accomplished by telling stories of Gedol Yisrael, by telling over myself, Asim and Labanim, the beautiful handiwork of our Avoseinu Akdoshim, Imoseinu Akdoshos. Tell the stories of the Torah, tell the stories of Gedol Yisrael to the ears of our children. There's no profound analysis, but rather, what is our interest? Uleman tisaper ba'ozne bincho ven bincho. These thrilling, incredibly beautiful stories should penetrate the ozne bincho and create a sense of relationship between himself and the Torah. And often, because of the lack of that foundational element, people don't necessarily feel the sense of belonging with the Torah. They have not yet fully integrated with the Torah. And, of course, the home plays a vital role, but it's a simple sipur that attracts, that has a certain romantic element to it, that creates a bonding with Avoseinu HaKadoshim. And, of course, that's not sufficient. That's only the initial stage. And often we lament the fact that in the secular world, the secular education that are given to children progresses by leaps and bounds. They develop intellectually. The process of thinking, of analysis becomes sharp, becomes keener. The minds become analytical. And often religious education very much lags behind. So we begin with Leman Tisaper, Boz De Bincho, Ben Bincho. But then we have to proceed from there to V'higadeto Levincho Bayom Ahu Leimor. Not only Sipur, but Hagoda, relating with the depth of understanding, with intellectual perception. There are reasons. There's a philosophy. There's a hashkafa. There's an entire Weltschang. And we want the Torah Hashem to emerge and develop as a result. V'yigadato levincha, show them the depth, the profundity of our Torah. And this is the second stage, which is clearly much more substantive, much more in depth. And ultimately, if these two stages are carried out properly, the foundation has been established, the connection, the emotional bonding is there, and now on top of it, a layer of intellectual acuity, analysis, understanding, and from there, we clearly come to Amira, which is a Hemshech, namely, surrendering to Hashem Yisbarach, accepting His commandments. Once we have created the tapestry, woven the background, provided the intellectual substratum, and now the Amarta Elov, the Tzivi Hashem, is going to follow without any difficulty. So we have a warm and understanding kind of Sipur, followed by an in-depth analysis, Haggadah, and ultimately that will lead to the direct imperative of Amira. This is the Seder of the Masera of B'nai Torah. An absolutely beautiful progression as seen by my Rebbe, Hagoyin, Hatzidov Karatapsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The third idea is embedded in the Ramban, and I heard it in the name of Hagoyin, Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Ramban writes beautifully at the end of the Parsha, a Yisod in our Ashkafa. He repeats it a number of times in his Parsha La Torah. We'll read part of the Ramban. The end of Parsha's bow. The Kavonas Kol HaMitzvahs. What's the intent behind every mitzvah? Shena min belokeinu. We should have a munah on Hashem Yisbarach. V'node elav shu beronu. And we should acknowledge that He created us. The kavanas hayetzira. This is the entire sole intent of creation. Shein lanu tam acher biyetzira harishena. There's no other reason for the creation. Ve'ein le'el yoynim betachteinim chefetz. The only desire that Hashem Yisbarach has, milvad zeh, a person should recognize, should acknowledge, should be made to Hashem that He created him. Hakar Satev, Hayda, continues the Ramban. When we raise our voices in davening, and when we express that kavana, articulated through the davening in our shuls, what is the point of the gathering in shuls? A person, and not only individually, but collectively, should have a place. They should gather and thank Hashem that He created them. They should publicize this for Yomru. They should clearly and eloquently and passionately say, Lifanov, Brio Secha Anachnu. We are your created beings. Although essentially, the Ramban articulates the Yisod of Haidah, Hakar Satov, to Hashem Yisbarach. And that Hakar Satov over the Brio is reflected in the constant Shevach Vodah that we offer Him. Ramban earlier spoke about the Yisaydes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Emunah in Hashem, Hashkocha Divine Providence, Schar V'Einesh, the Chesed of Hashem, Al Yireyav, the Mitzvahs, that so many are Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKoyne Mezuzah, the Ramban writes, just purchasing a mezuzah with the parshas in it, Kvar Hoyda B'Chidush HaOlam, U'B'Yidiyas HaBeirei, U'B'Hashkochosoi, already we've essentially committed ourselves to the basic tenets of our emunah, of our faith. Hashem created the world, divine providence, Ashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach, His omniscience, and the Ramban writes, Milvad Shehoida, He agreed, Shechesed HaBeirei Godol Yesem Eid Aleisem Yitzaynei. What a yesod the Ramban is articulating. Rabbi Yainan Shari Tshuva also, in Shari Rishon, writes this about being Mizbeinin B'chazdei Hashem, we're created Yesh Me'ayin. In every moment, we have to acknowledge it. The Medrash writes in Bereishis Rabbah, Medrash writes about The pasuk on Neshama Tehalilka, Al Kol Nishimo Nishima Shadim Neshem Sarach Lekaleis the Bara. For every breath that a person has, he has to praise Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda Nishari Tshuva mentions this idea of Zichiras Boracha, remembering your Creator. And that remembering can actually prevent a person from Chas V'Sholom becoming involved in transgression, in Chet. David HaMelech, yes, Hashem is Barach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Chanini Hashem, Hashem should go ahead and endow me, v'naseini, test me. How is David HaMelech so secure? There'll be Aimi b'nisayon. We ask Hashem, al tvi ein lide nisayon. David HaMelech was nichshal. But David HaMelech writes, ki chaz dechol deneged einai. Chesed Hashem, which constantly encompasses and overwhelms a person, and that Chesed Hashem is enough to give a person a solid anchorage that he shouldn't be nichshal b'chet. So that's what the Ramban is writing. This is the yesod of the entire mitzvah, to constantly remind ourselves, articulate, b'riyosecha anachnu. We are your wonderful created beings. That's a chiddush mufla. Because on the one hand, the tachlis of the bria is dveikus. We want to connect with Hashem is barach. So what is the Ramban adding this idea of hoidah? So Hagoyin HaMesh Shapir Zatzal pointed out, in the bracha right before Kriya Shema, Ava Rabba, we mentioned, V'keraf tonu l'shimcha agodol sela b'emes. Why did Hashem bring us close? L'hoida yislecha u'le'achetcha b'yava. The taklis of this kurva is to be able to say Sherach v'hoda to Hashem Yisbarach. How does hoda l'Hashem come about? Through avas Hashem. L'achetcha b'yava. The yichud Hashem has to be b'yava. So just like hodah without ava is not hodah, hodah doesn't only mean to be modeh, not to deny the mitzias of Hashem Yisbarach, but to recognize the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, ha-chayfeif olav tomid kol hayom. Hodu l'Hashem kiru v'shmo. Being machzik tova to Hashem Yisbarach for the chesed that he does. Ramesh Shapir Zatzal noted beautifully from the Gemara in Saita and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, by Meidim the Rabbanim. According to one man, the Yama, the Nusach is, Meidim Anachti L'cho Hashem Elokeinu, Al Sha'onu Meidim L'cho. What a striking phrase. We thank Hashem for the fact that we can thank Hashem. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Sha'onu Meidim, Al Sha'nasata B'libeinu, Lios Debukim B'cho, Meidim L'cho. Hashem gave us this possibility of being connected to Him. And therefore we are modeh. So we see from this Gemara that in order that a Jew be able to say proper hodah, he has to be dovuk in Hashem Yisbarach. There's no hodah without dveikus. And that's the hodah. We thank Hashem for giving us the ability to be dovuk, to be connected to Hashem Yisbarach, and from there, Haidah will come as well. What is that Dveikus? So the Ramban writes in Dvorim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk HaBeis, that refers to remembering Hashem, loving Hashem, Tomid. So it comes out that Haidah is Dafka Mitzvah Ahava. We say in the davening from Divrei Hayomim, Hoshienu Elokei Yishenu, V'kapteinu Batzileinu Meragoyim, Lohodos L'Shem Kodshecha. When Hashem is going to ultimately give us the ideal Yeshua, L'Asidobo, that's the tachlis that will reach at that point in time the highest madrega of Hidah. Our entire Tzipiya. What are we yearning for? What are we looking for? Hashem should save us from all of our tzoras in order that we should be able to sing the praises of Hashem and say Sherech V'Odor. So the tachlis of everything, of all mitzvahs, of all bria, is Haidah, which comes about through Dveikus, through Avas Hashem. So we want to be able to reach a Zman of Yeshua, of Geula, in order that we should achieve this Madrega, continuing to grow in our ability to say thanks to Hashem is Barach. So this Yesod of the Ramban, it was one of the most fundamental Yesodis in our Hashkafa. We thank Hashem for giving us the ability to thank Hashem. That's the ideal Madrega that all of us should want to achieve. So here we have three beautiful Yesodis in the Parsha from three wonderful G'dayli Yisrael. Hagoyin Rapam Zatzal, and the value of the commodity of time, and how that should be utilized in a proper kind of way. Not to waste a moment. Bittel Zman, Rachmanu Litzlan, is one of the scourges of mankind. The second Yesod of Hagoyin Ratzido Kenetapsky Zatzal, tripartite approach, education of our children, first Sipur, creating a warmth, a warmkeit, enthusiasm, by describing G'dayli Elam, Avoseinu HaKdoshim, and G'dayli Yisrael, and then proceeding to Haggadah, more intensive analysis, intellectual depth, full comprehension, and ultimately Amira, surrendering to Hashem Yisbarach, and carrying out the mitzvahs, Be'emuna Shleima. And finally, the third Yesod, which is the Tachlis HaBriya. That's why we were created, to constantly engage in Shelech V'Odah at Hashem Yisbarach. And that can only come about through Dveikus, through Avas Hashem. Halavai, we should inculcate all three Yesodos in our daily lives. And thereby, all of us should become individuals who are so connected to Hashem Yisbarach without any Esek Hadas, 24/7. And this will propel us to Madregos of Haidah and Dveikus, Nogila v'nismecha boch, halavai, all of us should be zeicha to these levels, Bekor of Mamish, l'netzach netzochim, amen v'yamein.